with no movement for your team in regards to trades. Does that surprise you, or how did the day kind of play out for you?
We actually have one trade in the queue. We're adding a player, so I just can't comment on it. So we do have a trade coming. We added a couple of players via waivers, and it was relatively a quiet day. I had a lot of discussions with guys, maybe more about future things than anything. We did a lot of transactions. We're calling up Nikitin and Gazdik. We did paper transactions, so assignment and a recall, so that they'll be eligible for AHL Clear Day on Bossois and Darnell, not on Leon. And of course, I think we announced already Australian Kahara down, right? We announced that earlier, right? Okay. So there's some transactions for you. We added Party on defense and Cracknell and the forwards, and part of that was necessitated as far as Cracknell on Pouliot being hurt. I don't know the prognosis yet. I haven't talked to anyone today on it. It could be the rest of the year. It could be 4 or 5 weeks. I'm not sure. So there's some nuggets for you. Yeah.
I know you said you can't comment. Are we talking forward defenseman? Is there anything?
I'm not going to comment, no.
Anywhere at all? How was the day regarding just taking phone calls, making phone calls? Did you think you were maybe close to making a trade today?
Yeah. Actually, I did make a trade, which will come. So I was more than close. But there was other stuff. There's two other things that we got to the point where it was a yay or nay, and it did not, as I've said 3 or 4 times, it did not involve any of those quote-unquote $6 million players.
When you think of the to-do list the other day and you look at it now, how are you satisfied with everything?
I'm fine. Like we also signed, as you guys saw, the Brandon Davidson and Bossois. I was good. Like we did, I call it housekeeping a little bit. For the additions, we got a little bigger, including the trade, you'll see. There's a nugget there, Ryan.
Thanks.
I was fine. And I had productive discussions it was as much as I could expect.
You'd made it clear that the blue line was a real priority and still probably remains a priority. Was there much in the way of discussions to make significant moves with regard to your blue line?
Not really, no. There wasn't any stuff that most of those discussions had taken place over the last month or two. Not today, though.
Do you think there's one overriding reason for why there was so little activity league-wide compared to a few of the last?
Well, this press conference should probably be in about 2 hours because there's a long queue of trades that are still coming is what I'm told, and that's usually what happens. There weren't as many during the day is what you're referring to. I don't know. I think there was more more sellers and buyers, and I think combined with the contenders being capped out, I mean, that's a usual recipe for slow movement, and it applied again this year. So that's all I can think of.
Peter, you briefly touched on the $6 million.
And the cap probably staying flat or going down next year. Those three things, sir.
You briefly touched on the $6 million players being in play.
Not being in play.
Okay, and so that's how you approached today?
Well, they weren't in play. So I didn't talk about any of them.
Okay.
Nor did I talk about yesterday or the day before. Maybe a month ago, but...
Peter, what do you have in Rossois and Davidson in your year being GM?
Well, they both, in my mind, have developed very well this year. Both two players that I wasn't really entirely familiar with, aware of just by seeing in past viewings and stuff. Both big and strong, athletic and young and good kids, driven kids, and both deserve the extensions they got. I mean, LB is, what I've seen is a very competitive, athletic goalie with size. And Brandon, I think You know, he's not a 26-minute a game guy, I can tell you that, but he's you know, he's an efficient player. He's he can grind it out, he can make plays, he's got a good shot, got some size and skating. So he's on a good path.
Look forward to a little bit more of an opportunity to see Yakupov play. He was hurt for some of this year, and there was some talk that he might have been in play today, but you've got a little longer look here on.
Yeah, well, he's with our group, obviously, and we'll play, and yeah, it'll give me a chance to continue to look at him and the rest of our group and go forward and make more decisions on the whole group in the summer, spring and summer.
You made some of these decisions with the American Hockey League playoffs in mind. How important was that? And this is maybe out of left field, but what about Connor McDavid? Would he ever factor into that equation?
No, neither him nor Leon I decided to make available. It's important. You know, you got to balance the interests of your minor league team because it's an important breeding ground for your younger group. And at the same time, you have to balance the interests of the team up here. And although we're in last place or second last, I've made it clear that I'd like to see a competitive finish so I could further evaluate the group. So there's a bit of a balance. You know, as of right now, we took LB away from them, and he's an important part of Bakersfield, but I'd like to see him up here. We give him an extension, and he will have the ability to go back and play down there after the season.
Are you making decisions in the next 18 games on half the roster, a quarter of the roster? What are you satisfied?
I don't know. I just want to see the group, and the last three games I've actually been happy with because, you know, that's a grittier side of us, that, and there's been a lot better puck support, and you know, that's what I'd like to see. I'd like to see that in over half of the games. And to me, that speaks to chemistry, and it speaks to the general demeanor of the team.